Shalom Aleichem, Mishneh Yomi is continuing in the second Perek of Rosh Hashanah at Mishneh Zayin on this, the first day of Elul, and the second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul. We'll actually get to that today in the Mishnayot. Mishneh Zayin, Rosh Beit Din Omer Mikudash. The head of the court says, sanctified. This is after they've examined the witnesses, accepted their testimony properly. V'chola am oni nacharav, and everyone there answers after him, Mikudash. Mikudash, it is sanctified, it is sanctified. This is actually based on Psukim, as the Rav Bartnura explains, Vadeber Moshe et Moedei Hashem, Mikon Sherosh Beit Din Omer Mikudash, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the head of the Bezdin back then, so he has to say it. And then, actually, is an interesting drash here, Moedei Hashem Asher Tikru Otam, but Moedam, but Otam is actually read Atem, it's spelled like Atem, like Aleph Tav Mem, so attempt, so that you call out, that not just Moshe, but the people there, they also call out, Mikudash, Mikudash. And the Mishnah continues, Bein Shenire Bizmano, Bein Shelo Nire Bizmano, so whether the moon appears in its time, or it does not appear in its time. So if it appears the evening of the 30th day of the month, you know, well, it's still daytime, so now the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, as we had yesterday, And the first day of the following month is also Rosh Chodesh. And it not seeing on its time, meaning it's 31 days since the start of the previous month. So that 31st day, even if you didn't see the moon, you know it's the new month. Because as we mentioned, in the Jewish calendar, months are either 29 or 30 days. So once you've reached day 31 from the previous Rosh Chodesh, you know it's really day 1 of the new Chodesh. So whether or not you see the moon on day 30 or 31 from the previous, Mikodshin Oto, you proclaim it, Kodesh, Mikudash, Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, he disagrees, Im lo nireh bizmano, if you didn't see it on day 30, Ein Mikodshin Oto, you don't have to declare it Kodesh, Shekvar Kidshu Shemaim, because the heavens have already sanctified it. That might be a double entendre there, because literally in heaven they didn't show you the moon. But so you know the next day is Rosh Chodesh, or it should be Hashem wanted to, wanted it to be like that. So today, for example, since it's 31 days since Rosh Chodesh Av, if we did not have a fixed calendar, we were relying on the witnesses and the high court, so today would definitely be Rosh Chodesh, even if we did not see a new moon yesterday. If we saw a new moon yesterday, then yesterday and today would be Rosh Chodesh. Let's get on to Mishnah Chet. Very interesting Mishnah. Dmut Tzurot Levanot Hayolo L'Rabban Gamliel. So Rabban Gamliel made these shapes of the moon on the table, on the wall. Like he made tables of moon shapes to help the witnesses. Ubekoto Waliyato. And on the wall in his attic. Shebehem Mariyata Hedyot Et Omer. He could show the Hedyot. The people are less educated, less able to understand the appearance of the moon, like we're talking about the witnesses. He's showing the witnesses the shapes, and he can say, Hakazei Reita O Kazei. Did you see like shape A or like shape B? So he could test the witnesses visually by showing him these pictures and asking which shape it looked like when they saw the moon. Maisei Shebo Shnaim V'Omru. There was a time when two witnesses came and they said, Renuhu Shachrit B'Mizrach. We saw it. In the morning time, it was in the east. But then in the evening time of the same day, the moon was already in the west. Now, this is actually impossible in a celestial sense. The moon can't go to the other side of the horizon. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Eidei Sheker Hem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, it's got to be they're lying. This is Eidei Sheker. We can't accept this testimony. When they came to Yavne, Yavne is one of the places the Sanhedrin, the high court, went into exile after the destruction of Yerushalayim. Rabban Gamliel actually accepted this as reliable testimony. The Gemara explains, really, he accepted the testimony about one of their sightings, but assumed that the other one, they saw a UFO or a cloud or some smoke, something that was a non-moon object. Now, the Mishnah brings another example, something like this. Vod bo shnayim v'amru, another time two witnesses came, and they said, Renuhu bizmano, we saw it in the right time, ubalel iburo lo nira. But at the night of its fullness, lo nira, we didn't see it at all. Meaning the next night, which is the 31st day from the previous Rosh Chodesh, they didn't see it. So did they see it on the 30th, big enough, and then they shouldn't have seen it at all the next night? Seems contraindicated, because it should be even easier to see on the next night. The Kiblon, Rabban Gamliel, and again, Rabban Gamliel accepted this as reliable testimony. The Bartner explains that his calculations indicated that it was probably visible the night of the 30th already. It was probably Rosh Chodesh already then. And that the fact that no one saw it the 31st, it could be cloudy, it could be other issues. Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinis, Eile Shekaren. He says, this can't be true testimony. We can't accept it. Heich me'idin ol isha shiyolda. How could they testify that a woman has given birth? L'machar kreisa ben shinea. And then you see this woman the next day that they testified about, and she still has the complete pregnant belly. What Rabbi Dosa is getting at is you can't say that it's that you saw the new moon on yesterday, and then no one saw it at all. Today, it should be even easier for it to see. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, roe ani et dvarecha. Rabbi Yeshua said, I see your words, meaning I agree to your words. Rabbi Dosa said that this was false testimony. So we're going to see in the following Mishnah, this caused a problem since Rabbi Yeshua, one of the Gedolei Ador, one of the big, tremendously respected Rebbeim of the time, agreed with Rabbi Dosa, whereas Rabbi Gamliel had accepted this testimony and not dismiss it as being false. We're going to see the fallout of that tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Stay tuned.